Then over or many people were called, but nobody turned up in the end. One of us said, Radhaji should be called. Okay, you go. He addressed to Radhaji. Then maybe Krishna will be saved. Otherwise, difficult. Radhaji went. And she filled the water in the pot. One drop also did not escape the pot. And she brought this water. Panmasiji performed Abhishek to Krishna with this water. And then he got up completely free from the disease. Everybody began to speak that Jatala and Patala, they are not chaste. Radhaji is completely chaste. Krishna himself has proved this by this pastime. This person was performed in Telangana. From there, we went to Ramghat. About those pastimes in those places, yeah, Vekana Swaraj. English.
Misunderstood, because it's possible to say, how can anybody know Krishna who's more Bharatiya? Now,
So that is why there is no fault in this translation.
So we heard about the Bhagavad Gita. Here in Sanskrit, in Krishna Chandra's title, explains that Krishna has a separate group of gopis, and Balaram also has a separate group of gopis. Here has now become that how can Balaram have all of the Jiguna, who is otherwise Vishaka, who is Krishna's devotee study? And the answer is given, she is a portion of the Yogoda, which flows toward the ocean, which flows to Trinity. She is the wife of the ocean. So in that portion of the Yogoda, they are Trinity, who follow us back to the ocean.
We have one. Krishna Devaman.
So under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Prashant and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we went to Vihara. So Vihara is a place of Dharaka in Kutlaskar, and also the place of Sri Krishna's taking house. And we know that Sri Krishna used to stay in the heavenly house there. Sri Krishna, every morning, go for any clouds, and that time, Mother Yashoda followed him. And despite the difficult time of the British of this is all Krishna. She said, tell us to go back. And she would say, no, tell us. If you walk away, not right. She said, it's right. Then, after following, she would say, so again, some guy. He just said that the cat has to protect him in the forest. Then again, Krishna will go on the diet, and she will tell Krishna that she will tell the Prabhu, Sita, this is what she wants on the bottom in the left hand side, Sita should walk on the right hand side, Mother should walk in the front, and she should protect Krishna, make sure that nothing will happen to him, God will protect him. Then she will tell Krishna, there are eight Krishna normal ahead, but this will stop Krishna. But this power of the Lord is written in the Lord of the Lord. This is not the Lord of the Lord of the Lord. It is just a special way of the Lord of the Lord. This is what we are going to have by God. This is what we are going to have by God. Krishna, she will tell Krishna, she will speak to him for a time. Then what he should do is to remember Narayan, he loves gravity. Krishna doesn't want to smile.
Thank you.
And if you spoke to the friend, you know that the government is precious.
And then I remember returning from the mat, and suddenly the soul is where I was not known. And they heard the very kind of development of cow, Krishna's master. And this is before I said, oh, my dear Gopi, no, you should want to close yourself and come back and get them. And then they were very extravagant. Gopi is telling, but you are a very religious person. You want to be a trainer, that is a son, or a man, or a man, or a very religious person. You don't know how much it is bad. And Krishna said, oh, but who tells me that these clothes are belonging to you? So many people from the day, so many ladies, why should you do those? So you should come one by one and get your clothes and give them to me. They said, no, you don't have to do that. You go away. You come and get them, we'll follow you. Krishna said, there are many. I'm looking to the clothes of another woman, and I will be responsible for this test, what will happen. And this is why they are in the Sutta Gandhi's chance to bring themselves. And Krishna, he said in the Shiva Bhagavatam, he should be there to set dogs from this thing, from the humanity of the But because there were so few of us for him, actually, although he was looking to extravagant man, then, so they were. I'm smiling and shining, looking at him, and actually, we're not showing the whole thing. When you wish that to let know, now we have to come up and take the clothes. And then he said, well, actually, we will take the water for one more month to spend the because we love that. They were trying to protect coming to where they come out and then take the blood. But Krishna said, no problem. Actually, being inspired by the Lord, how do you spend one month here? I will share this with you. You can walk by the name of Jesus. So finally, Gopis could see that they were going right out and started to push each other. Two more friends. But no one came there to come out. Finally, they came out, and then they were walking one line. Which is just the other side of the line, one line of three, one of the other. And then I came with the air, with the hands, with the shutters. And Krishna said, no longer, so you have written to that. So let's have an air loser, just the power of air loser, and just come out one by one. Just get this. Even when someone said this, there was so many obstacles, so many promoted Krishna, but this, but the Krishna was just, he wouldn't let go. So finally, they had, you know, they had reached with order, and one by one they came out. Krishna even met them, and all the reasons she was both hands and both their heads, but there would be no shyness left. No. Because he said, you have to come here for time to Varuna, they have like made a mistake, so suffer just for no reason. They're trying to go in one hand, following their fine parts with another hand, and none of that, and that's just to both hands on the head. Why did they agree to that? Let Krishna one by one give them their clothes. So one of the teachings here is that if you want to come in front of Krishna, we must give up every everything of that Krishna. We must get up fully from Krishna and do whatever you want, and there shouldn't be anything between him and us. So we have heard many times Srimad Bhagavatam, when he tells the story of Draupadi, when somebody was calling for Krishna, Krishna was calling in his right hand, but holding your hand in the other hand. Krishna will come. So finally, she read both hands in the feet of the body of the side. Krishna was not impressed. So finally, when she read both hands and completely dependent upon him, then he came. So, in a similar way, Krishna is teaching that to come to me, because he comes to me from the surrender, and there should be no attachment whatsoever to that. Otherwise, you cannot go.
Switch it off, your transmitter. Don't use your transmitter. disturbing my translation. Don't use. Don't use transmitter. It's interfering with the frequency. Check. Yesterday also some devotees complained to me. It's still interfering. Yesterday some devotees told me. Be careful. Somebody will say then switch it off. If somebody says switch it off. First of all, I'm offering my respect to Lord Vishnu Pad, Ashtotra Shad, Krishna Bhaktivedan, Ravam Gosvami Maharaj, and Ashtotra Shad, Krishna Bhaktivedan, Kalanani Swami Maharaj, Lord Sri. I'm offering my innumerable obeisances. Okay? And thereafter, all the sannyasi friends, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here, I offer my respects. Chandra has ordered me to speak something about Vatsavan. You went, all of you went in curriculum, you must have heard. Vatsavan means the calves. All day long, Krishna would raise these calves in the forest. That place is called Vatsavan. Sometimes he is joking with his sakas. Sometimes he is eating prasad with them, sharing. One day, sometimes he is joking with them. And all the devotees, the sakas, they were all having prasad. When these cows were grazing during that time in the forest, Ramaji saw from up in the sky. He saw the Agasur, when the demon Agasur is killed by Krishna. That time the soul of Agasur, it was stayed in the sky for some time. When Krishna came out from his mouth, that time his soul merged in Krishna's lotus feet. And Ramaji became very astonished. I want to see some more of his such sweet pastime, to see this, to use his own intelligence. He could have prayed to Krishna, it would have been something else. But not praying to Krishna, he used his own intelligence. Why? Because when Krishna is going for milking the cows, when he would return back to Braj, the cows would not give milk until unless Krishna would return. Why? Only when Krishna would return again in the village, all the motherly gopis, they would kiss Krishna. In the end, Mother Yashoda would also kiss Krishna, take her in her lap and would enter inside. The motherly gopis, they had such emotion that, oh, if Krishna would make my son, then we also, just like Mother Yashoda, we would take Krishna in our lap and take him in our home. We would make him sleep, give him rest, like this, such emotions they had. And the Braj Kishori, the younger gopis, they had this mood that if Krishna was my beloved, then we would have got married together, would have stayed together. But the Krishna's daily routine is that Krishna's principle is that through one task, he can do many tasks. So, now Krishna, remember Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya herself attracted Ramaji from Brahmaloka to this place. And she bewildered Ramaji's intelligence so that he will use his own intelligence now. Now, Ramaji now, because he is the creator, he made a field of the grass a little distance away from where they were grazing. The cows saw this grass, they went further, finished that grass, went a little further ahead, created by Brahmaji, little more green grass in the field. Like that, they kept on falling. Far away, they went just from Krishna. Now all the friends are joking with each other, and they saw that where are the cows gone now? Oh, the Gopa's wealth is the cows and the cows. Now, without the cows, how can we turn back to Braj? to go back without the car, our parents would be very disturbed. They would start worrying. Everybody started searching for the car. Krishna said, "Oh Sakhan, you sit here. Where you will sir? I'll just play my flute. The cars will come back. Nothing to worry. I will see." When Krishna went, in one hand he has yogurt and rice. He has in one right hand. And within two fingers, there is achar, pickle, some pickle is there. Krishna is now gone to search for the cars. Ramaji, in the meanwhile, he also stole the sakas and he hid them in the car in one cave. Now, Lord Krishna is Bhagavan himself. Simultaneously, he is all knowing and also he is bewildered also by the effect of Yoga Maya. Now he's become acting bewildered. He's completely bewildered now. Now he's searching, where are the cars? Where are my sakas? Now this yoga rice is just in his hand and he's starting to worry. He cannot eat this. How can I leave all of them and go back alone? I will turn back to Braj. What the Brajavasi will speak? Oh, Kanha, where is my son? Where are the cows? I will be asked so many questions. Krishna is worried. And he was very worried. Then Yoga Maya reminded him that you are also all knowing. He is Sarvagya, all knowing. This is potency of all knowing. Then we understand that what has happened, that it is Brahmaji's task, then he expanded himself into all the cars and all the sakas, and then every day now he is coming from Braj, going to Braj every day, and he is behaving exactly as come, he will act as me. Krishna, if he will speak with somebody, he can hypnotize that person and nobody will make out any difference. And now, just like, if he is going to his own, somebody is going to his own room, which servant will dare to stop? All these servants, when he is going, as Brahmaji, now when the real Brahma is coming, he is being stopped. Oh, where are you going? Who are you? Brahmaji said. Oh, he chanted their name, the name of the, oh, you also know our name, he gave it to us. If you move one step ahead, I will hit you on your head. What do you think, Brahma? You said, you gone mad or what? Brahma said, I am not mad, you are imposter. Our Prabhu is sitting inside, our Prabhu has ordered us that some imposter is coming, taking my share. If you move one step ahead, I'm going to finish you. Brahmaji returned back, afraid, what's happening, bewildered, and he's meditating, and he's beginning to understand that, oh, it was Bhagavan Krishna himself expanded as my form. Then he became very fearful, and again he came back to this planet of birth and death, Marthalo, in Braj. He comes here, and then 1 year has passed within this time. Then he offered pranam. And he got up and saw that all the sakas, all the cars, their sticks, their clothes, everything becomes four-handed form. He wants to show to Brahmaji that it's not that I am only your worshipable. All my sakas, all my cars, all the clothes, everything, they are such a man. They are spiritual. They are your worshipable. Why he did not show Krishna Roop? Because Brahmaji is worshipping the four-handed form. Ramakshaya Vishnu. So when he saw this, then cow grazing is also going on and these are expanded hair of him. Brahmaji begins to think that when I see this side, then maybe he's grazing the cows, and when I see that side, then maybe he hides there from there. Because having four heads, so two heads he's watching in one direction, two heads he is watching in this direction. But he says that both of them are present. Then he becomes even further bewildered. Then he begins to pray to Krishna now in these shlokas. First, he's offering his obeisances. Why? Because Brahmaji has fear in his heart. If I do not offer pranam, then maybe he will become angry with me. Then he is describing his beauty, his form. In Srimad Bhagavat, Krishna's three forms have been described. Our Adi Guru Brahmaji is describing his beauty to the Yagpatni, and the Braj Gopis have also described his beauty. Then Krishna, Brahmaji says further this slok. Who say that I know the form, beauty, past tense of Lord, let them speak. This is beyond me. Who can know all this? Only who gets the mercy of the Lord. Whose mercy is manifest in their hearts, only they can know your form, your past times, your associates. So, it's not possible. Then further he's praying that maybe in Braj I will not be able to take birth in any form, but at least in Gokul, give me a place, a residence. Further he says, if not in Braj, then in Gokul. The Gokul is less. Okay, if not even Gokul, then maybe give me birth in fallen species, in the low class species. If this is also not possible, maybe let me be born as a stone, then also my life is successful. Especially in Braj, those who sweepers of the Braj, and those females, when they come back to their places, their dirty feet, they will keep the clean on me. I become such a stone. Brahmaji himself, if he's saying like this, what to speak about us? So we have heard from Gurudev that English. Our aim is to know this goal, and we have to perform our silence, keeping our goal in mind, and follow this process, vachogya, pragam, etc. We have to start from this, and only we can proceed further. Ramvatsuvan, our yatra went to. Say, when Brahmaji is watching one side, the 2 feet say means that. And also, he sings Krishna and says, say, oh, it is that Supreme Personality of Godhead, for Brahma, that place came to be known as say from there on. Chamua, there is one village. He is offering all prayers and 40 shlokas, and Krishna is keeping his hand on Shri Ram Sakha's shoulder and twisting his pastime lotus, and the friends of Sakha's of Krishna are speaking Chamua. Chamua means four-headed, so that Chamua. Then our yatra came to Garud Govind, performing his pastime. Krishna once he made Balaram into Garud, and he climbed on his shoulders and he started performing such pastime. So from Garud Govind, This is known as the door to Bhakti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. And Srimad Bhagavatam also describes that Harinam is the boat and the boatman is the Guru. Without taking the shelter of Guru, to cross this ocean of material birth, material ocean of birth and death, it is impossible. That's why they describe in Bhagavatam this shloka. Who wants to know about his supreme welfare, he must take shelter of Gurudev. And Gurudev should also be expert in Shruti Shastras, etc. He must have knowledge of all the Shastras, especially the essence of all the Shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam. He must have full knowledge about the scripture. And that is why? Because he must be able to clear all the doubts of his disciples. He must be renounced from the material sense objects. Means that taking the shelter of Gurudev the Gurudev should have the following symptoms. He should be well versed in all the Shastras, Vedas, etc. and should be able to clear all the doubts of his disciples, all the questions of his disciples he must be able to answer. Who has performed bhajan of Bhagavan with firm determination, and also he has realization, some realization of the Lord. Attaining the mercy of Bhagavan, some realization of the Lord. And he is able to infuse that currency in his disciples. One who is free from lust, greed, etc. is not bound by all this. Such guru, if you take shelter of, only then bhakti will progress and he will attain fame. Otherwise, it's not possible to attain fame. Srila Rupa Goswami, about this one, he has said these words. Guru Padashra should take the shelter of the lake lotus tree and should accept the initiation mantras and study Bhagavatam in his association, and should learn about the etiquettes of the Vaishnav, Salachar, of the etiquettes of the Vaishnav, and with firm determination should serve, firm faith should serve the Gurudev. In this way, one is said to take shelter of Gurudev's feet. Before taking initiation in the mantra, the disciple can stay with his guru. For some days, he should serve his Gurudev. And to see his character, is there some fault in his character? Is he well versed in the scriptures or no? Then he develops firm faith in Gurudev, then he can accept initiation. And Gurudev also sees that is he qualified to become my disciple? Has he come to take bhakti from me or something else? Then only he gives him diksha also. This is called Guru Parasakti. Mutually, they try to understand each other. They will understand whether he is fit to be my guru, and the guru also tests whether he is fit to be a disciple. After initiation, but
Guru
will teach him about the method of performing bhajan, and he will teach him Srimad Bhagavatam. Thereafter, he serves Gurudev. Further, what is known as service to Guru? So, since Guru Bhagavatam is describing, just like a chaste wife is always absorbed in serving her husband and she doesn't remember anything else. She is completely absorbed in serving her husband. Similarly, by service of Guru, if he has served from domination, even though he may not be able to perform Shravan, Kirtan, Swara, etc., but he has formed faith, he will be able to understand all the essence of all the scriptures. Understand again. Suppose somebody is serving Gurudev. He is not very educated. Nothing. Not very intelligent. But he is not listening, not performing kirtan day and night, but he is serving Gurudev. He doesn't even have time for anything else, performing his own bhajan. Then all the essence of scriptures will still manifest in his heart and he will enter into the path of bhakti. Shankaracharya had many, many disciples, and one of his disciples was not educated, but he used to keep serving him. One day he took Shankaracharya's clothes and he went to the other side in Badrinath, and he went to the other side of the river. He's washing his clothes and drying them. It took a long time. That time his other disciples, they began to show Padmapad, etc. Other disciples, they began to show restlessness. And he said, please start your discourses. He didn't utter any word, Shankaracharya. He was still waiting for his disciples. Oh, let him come. But the disciples are saying, he doesn't know anything, you speak. He didn't start speaking anything. Then running, he came to this place, and he spoke such beautiful poetry in such difficult scholarly language. He began to offer prayers to his Gurudev. All the so-called scholarly disciples of his became astonished. It's Deva Parabhakti. Who will serve Gurudev in such a manner? Just like Krishna, all the essence of all the scriptures manifest in his heart. Translation.
But how do we achieve the result? By accumulation of
highest activity is related to bhakti, about beautiful security. But the point of activity is not just saying bhakti, kavya, visiting, these are candidates. By this, we try to create, and when that security is very clear, then we can achieve the elimination of the past. That's another kavya, a way to go back. And that thing will inspire us with an understanding of the necessity of taking shelter of one of my gurus. After taking shelter of one of my gurus, the spirit master will instruct the disciples of the protest of Mother and the proper behavior of the teacher by himself, that is called Padasha. Jujiro Sankar, by hearing Master Shastra, devotional resistance continuously, Shraddha, or fade the way in. That Shraddha is characterized by unflinching faith that one understands my own duty to perform my own public service. But to perform my own, I need a spiritual answer. After taking shelter of the Guru, one of the four Vishnu Dana and Guru Seva, one of the seven Gurus, full intimacy, and from here dwell in the presence of others. The relationship with the Guru will be traveled by talking to Madhuba, makes very close, like almost like an experience of expression, and so close, so near and dear. This Guru Seva is the doorway by which to enter the kingdom of Bhakti. Therefore, Mahārāja has also said that, Nidhaya Yomājā Rāsūrāvāṁ, Mahārāsū Kāvāṁ, Guru Kāvāṁ, the Spirit of Mahārāsū, like a captain, to take the boat of the human body across the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam has said, Tathā Guru Kāvāṁ, Guru Kāvāṁ, Spirit of Mahārāsū, Kāvāṁ, 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 how I can achieve the source of suspiciousness in my life. Therefore, I want to understand that the authenticity of one of my guru. What is the truth of the one of my spiritual master? He must be completely expert in all the shastras, especially the evidence of the shastra of Rishi Shrimad Bhagavatam. He must be free and be able to dispel the doubts of the disciples. He must be able to bend the heart of the disciples and power of the disciples. And he must be free from all types of bad passions and behavior. But the first we come to the spiritual master, by which Mahatma, one will achieve all perfection. Therefore, he gave another way to discuss the students of such a group. He must be able to the data, such as Shimon Alexan. He can dispel all doubt. The hearing now of Master Paul Bhattar is in full place with confession. Because of performing Bhattar in Shastra manner, he must have some realization of the Lord himself. He has the power, to infuse the disciples with enthusiasm for the performance of Hari Bhajan. Such a glorified spiritual master must be free from all types of fear and attachment. That he must be free from the control of the six enemies by love, greed, anger, envy, madness, and illusion. By the service of the spiritual master, one will achieve Mirabhati, otherwise, never. Therefore, Shivan Mahaprabhu explained to Sri Guru Goswami Pada the 64 limits of devotion, and the first five. Concerned with the relationship of the spiritual master. The first is one must take shelter of such a one-sided couple. From him one will learn all proper types of behavior, Vaishnava, Sarasha, how to worship the deity, how to make perform Sarasanga. From that guru one will take initiation into Vishnu mantra and also take instructions on the process of devotion. One must also engage oneself in the service of such a guru. Therefore, before accepting mantra, the disciples should serve, should remain near the spiritual master and serve him for some time. In that time, the disciples have a full opportunity to examine the character of the guru, to see if there is any fault in the spiritual master, for the Supreme Master has realized in a single way, for that time the Guru will also be down to the disciple, whether he is qualified to become a disciple, whether he has other desires to sit for Hanimana. Thus, Krishna has been taught that there should be a mutual interaction between the Guru and the disciple.
Thank you.